If your spouse already bugs you, gentlemen, the future is bleak, according to a new study. Research out this week suggests couples who bug each other now will only view each other as more irritating and more demanding the longer they are together. Again, if your spouse kind of bugs you now, the future is bleak. If your spouse doesn't bug you, don't worry about getting older together. But if your spouse kind of bugs you now, studies show you will view one another as even more irritating and demanding the longer you're together. The same trend does not exist with relationships involving children or friends. Only couples romantically living their lives together, or I'm sure it's not just marriage, living together. But if you're in a relationship, a long-term relationship, and you're bugged now, it's going to get worse. It's not going to get better. Wow, that'll put some counselors out of business. Bring that with when you go into marriage counseling. I just want to show you this report. I know what you're working on, trying to get us to solve these problems, but research indicates we're not going to be able to. I hate to cut into your salary there, camper, but we're bailing on this and bailing on our marriage. Cutting our losses here. Are you bugged now? Honey, you forgot to take your plate into the kitchen. Oh, I'm sorry, dear. I didn't realize I left it on the table. I'll do that right away. Thank you. I'll take that in right here. Honey, why are you setting it in the sink? The dishwasher's right there. Oh, all right, dear. Is this going to build? I mean, is this going to only increase in intensity, what you're doing right now? As we move through our married years together, is this just going to become more and more the story? Tell me now. I mean, what do I have to look forward to being married to you? Weekly incremental growth and nitpicking till the balance is tipped in favor of the negative and the few warm, lovely joys of our togetherness get buried under the weight of this horror? Honey, I just would prefer if you set the plate in the dishwasher instead of in the sink. That's all. I know. I heard you. That's what you would prefer today. Tomorrow you'll prefer something else, and probably two things tomorrow. You'll prefer maybe three things the next day. Each day a steady increase in the things you want. Pretty soon you'll be screaming at me at the top of your lungs, riding me like I'm some beaten quarter horse. No spirit left in my heart, no joy in my soul, nothing but a lone wedding band on my finger that sits there like leg irons until I'm finally freed in my old age by a merciful death.
Honey, it's all right. I'll put the plate in the dishwasher for you. Thanks anyway.